Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us every Thursday at 9 a.m. for a little NBA recitation is, of course, from the BetMGM Network, the executive producer of BetMGM Tonight, and my go-to bro when it's time to talk some NBA shooty hoops. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the radio broadcast, Mario Heron, a.k.a. Hatin-ass Mario, who, I'm not going to lie, I fully expected to show up pacered out top to bottom on day one of the NBA Finals, but he just looks like a Scottie Scheffler knockoff right now. What are we doing, Mario? It's game day.
I'll take that first off. And Zach, Scottie Scheffler knockoff? Are you kidding me? That guy's killing it.
Yeah,
except
he is.
Except for the baby with the poop on the back, I'd be all set.
Also definitely not that. Yeah.
Where are the Sir shirt, by the way? I didn't have my mic on. So
3-2.
Yeah, 3-2.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, it's all right. I got another day. So every week is a struggle. Where's the Sir shirt?
This is the pre-workout fit.
Ah.
So okay. I can't be wearing the Sir shirt in the gym, getting all sweaty, pit standing it up. I can't be doing that, gentlemen.
Plus, more people will be talking to you if you're wearing the future NBA champion Sir shirt, right?
But I can't. I don't do the talking. Don't talk to me when I'm working out. I'm like thinking about, I'm going through dark thoughts in my mind.
Rage.
As I'm working out. Right,
your rage workout.
Yeah.
Cody Decker's half told Mario she doesn't think he works out, and Mario took that personally.
That hurt. That was the biggest hit to the ego I think I've had in the past 5 years of my life.
Hey, Dan's
there's
Mario.
Another one where.
No, go ahead.
There's another one last night where our camera shot wasn't like zoomed in on me, so you see my full body. And shout out Brandon Combs, our amazing board op, hits me with, "Hey Mario, you look good, man, but there is a lower body section in the gym if you want to hit every once in a while." And that one just came out of left field, and I just didn't see it coming. And God, I didn't have a comeback or anything, and I had to eat it on the chin.
Hating ass Mario skipping leg day since 1999. Hey,
listen, you got to get that guy back from
98.
That. You got to get that guy back. You can't.
I know.
You can't take that.
I didn't have anything. Ah.
There's a sentence from Mario. All right, let's get to the NBA Finals. The top-seeded Thunder hosting the Pacers in the series opener tonight. Mario, 9.5-point dogs, and the Thunder opened at -750 for series winners. Nobody giving the Pacers a chance. I've said I very much do, and I can give my reasons, but we have a guest on. Mario, convince America that the Pacers can pull this thing off.
First off, it's just incredible that how big of a favorites they are. And if you kind of look back throughout history, the other teams that were like this heavy of a favorites in the NBA Finals, and it's Durant's Warriors team versus the Cavs. It's Kobe and Shaq versus the Sixers. I think that was 2000. And then it was Jordan, the Bulls team versus the Supersonics and you go, wow, we're already putting, you know, the Thunder kind of in that category of being that heavy of a favorite going into an NBA Finals. Look, the Pacers can do this in kind of several different ways, but honestly, just playing their game. They can do this by pushing the tempo, by their star player not having to score 30 points. The thing that I think hurt the Timberwolves and that Ant was kind of forced to do right away was he had to score. If he didn't score 30, the Timberwolves were really going to lose and they weren't going to win any game. If Tyrese scores 30, he probably has a good amount of 15 assists to go on top of that. He doesn't have to affect the game scoring-wise. He just has to affect the game passing-wise. We talked about this last week. If he has 10 or more assists, the Pacers win every single game in the playoffs. If he has lower than that, they lose. He is Mr. Distribution. He is the best quarterback in the NBA right now. He can dissect any defense, and if he can figure out the Thunder defense early, figure out their switches, figure out their rotations quickly, then the Pacers are going to be in the right spot. Also, the Pacers can match the depth of the Thunder. Every guy that comes off the bench that's just as good as a starter for the Thunder, the Pacers can also do, and the Pacers can also copy. That's pretty good. Also, the Pacers are extremely good on the road this year. We just saw them go back-to-back wins in Madison Square Garden. They've taken many games against the Cavs. They're incredible on the road in the playoffs. If they can do that against the Thunder of just steal one and split, and they go back home to Indianapolis, the Thunder are going to be on the heels. That's how they do it. That's how they kind of win this series. I think also Rick Carlisle, when he was the Mavs coach, he ran this type of box in one zone, if you will, that really affected LeBron and kind of hurt the Heat. I think you could kind of probably do something similar with SGA, where you can just force the ball out of his hands and make it extremely difficult for him to kind of find his shot and find his opportunities. The only thing that hurts you is SGA foul baits the living crap out of you and can put a lot of fouls on your guys really quickly. Good thing is Pacers have about three different defenders that can throw at him. But that's the recipe for Indiana winning this NBA Finals. But I'll be honest with you, I would love to tell you I'm this homer, and I think that they can do it. I think the Thunder win in five games.
Five games? Not even given it the chance for a stretched-out series victory.
I think the defense of Oklahoma City is going to be a really, really big issue. And where the Pacers were really able to expose the Knicks, where they said, if you want to go big and you want to dominate rebounding, that is fine. We're just going to sprint the ball up the floor. And before you can blink, we're going to be down there. We're going to be scoring buckets. And you saw that with Tyrese to Siakam. That was like, you know, Tua to Tyreek Hill down the floor. You can't do that against Oklahoma City. They're going to dominate the rebounding because they're one of the best rebounding teams. But then their guys are athletic enough and they play fast enough where if you're sprinting down the floor, they already beat you down there. They're already waiting for you under the basket. That kind of concerns me for Indiana. The physicality of Oklahoma City worries me for Indiana. You saw how physical they were able to get with Jokic. You saw how physical they were with Ant. They're going to do the same with Tyrese. I don't know how he's going to handle it. You know, he's not that big of a guy. He hasn't been moved like that yet in the playoffs.
So my thought here is, and this was one of the takes I had, because I think this thing is, I'm going Thunder probably 4-2. I could absolutely see it be done in seven and be at a home team wins every game kind of scenario, or maybe we split the first four. And maybe this is my mistake in going with the football philosophy, but the argument in football has been for years, if the other team is just definitely more physical than you, you beat them with speed, right? Like you can't hit what you can't catch. The Thunder set, scratch that, the Thunder were number two in the NBA, allowing less than 104 points per 100 possessions, which is a spectacular number. It means you're holding teams to effectively a two-pointer every other possession. That's a great number. But I also look at the Pacers, who average north of 100 possessions per game, right? Like they're a 101, 102 per game kind of team. And if that's the case, you're looking at 105, 106 baseline points for Indiana. Then we step it up. Can the Pacers do to the Thunder what they did with the Knicks and be that team that say, you know what, like we know you're more physical, so we're just going to run up and down a million times. Now, granted, you had the advantage over the Knicks because Tom Thibodeau only likes to play four players a game any given game, and the Thunder go deeper off the bench. But could the Pacers' speed negate that physicality a little bit?
See, that's where I don't think so, because if you look at NBA tracking data, you go to the website and find it. The Thunder are the second best team in allowing points in transition. That's a big step up to what the New York Knicks were. The team that's first in allowing transition points is actually the Indiana Pacers. So again, similar style in this matchup. But that is my worry of Indiana's bread and butter is also Oklahoma City's. And if we're being honest, they have more talent in that area and they are better at it. And I hate doing the, you know, look at the road they took type of thing, but the road that the Thunder have taken to get here has been a lot more difficult than the road that Indiana has taken. And that's just because the West is a lot more of a gauntlet.
I'm going to time out you. And because I do want
Wait. You made it sound
like
you're
in timeout.
No, you can't be.
To the corner. I'm Zach Morrising you right now. Come do you on. Understand that reference?
Okay. Zach Morrising. No.
It's okay.
Wait, Zach.
It's Saved by the Bell? Is that what you're doing? Okay. All right.
Yes, it is Saved by the Bell. Zach Morris, the star of Saved by... Okay, whatever. Put that to the side.
He liked the college years.
Ugh. No, nobody liked the college years. Nobody liked the college years. Okay, here is where I'm going to disagree. And I actually brought this up on Tuesday to Brad Evans when I was on your show. I think people are giving the Thunder too much credit for the road that they got here. All right? I think they're giving them too much credit. I'm going to go back to the last series. I'm going to go back to the conference finals. Oh, the Timberwolves. Good team. Not arguing the Timberwolves are a good team. But I am going to say this is a Timberwolves team that took down a depleted Lakers who didn't have a center to get there and a depleted Warriors who didn't have Steph bleeping Curry to get there. I'm going to say, yeah, they beat the Nuggets. It took them 7 games to beat the worst version of the Nuggets that fired their head coach 3 days before the playoffs started that we've ever seen. And they beat the Grizzlies, who, and I said this coming into the playoffs, were the only team in the field that had no business being a playoff team, the Memphis Grizzlies. They should not even been allowed in the bracket. The Thunder should have just got a bye. So they beat a bad Grizzlies team. They beat the worst version of the Nuggets we've seen in 5 years, and they beat a Timberwolves team who scraped by who beat the Lakers without a five and are aging, and beat a Timberwolves team that I think was maybe the most, again, good team, but like we overestimate what they did to make it to the conference finals. I do not think that the Thunder had a more difficult path to get here than the Cavaliers, than the Cavaliers in round two, then Giannis and the Bucks in round three, and the best version of the Knicks we've seen in 50 damn years in round three. I don't agree with you that it's been a harder path for the Thunder to get here.
So you take this Bucks team that this is the worst Bucks, if taking the kind of what you said about Denver, this is the worst Bucks team we've seen in the past probably 3 years. I think with the Cavaliers, they had injuries that also affected that series, so that kind of helped out the Pacers as well. The New York Knicks, Tibbs had those guys tired out. I think a big problem with New York that they had this year was they put so much emphasis and focus on beating Boston. We have to beat Boston. Beat them. If New York Knicks won the title, right, and they did like a 30-for-30 on it, they would put so much emphasis on Boston.
Sure.
The whole thing would be Boston's taking them out, and then they would have skipped right over them beating the Pacers, and they would have just gone straight to the finals. Like they honestly would have. They would have been like, oh, yeah, then they beat the Pacers in 6 games, and then they moved on. That's just how it would have gone. A good example of that would be like when the Celtics-Lakers 30-for-30, they just like skipped over Boston, like dominating the Rockets in the NBA Finals, and they're like, yeah, they won the title, and then let's move on. And they're like, okay, well, that was probably like pretty big. That's something that would have happened. I think on top of this, people are overlooking how good this Timberwolves team was. Julius Randle went from a guy that you couldn't count on to the playoffs to suddenly was a stud in the playoffs. And then he was a great Robin to the Batman of Anthony Edwards. And then that team had a very strong defensive lineup, had very, very deep. Naz Reid ended up not being fantastic and probably lost himself a lot of money this season. But that team would have taken out the New York Knicks without a doubt. They would have taken out the Cavaliers without a doubt. Nuggets, you had Jokic, who probably had his best season this past year, and he won't even win MVP. In the playoffs, he was spectacular. He was unguardable. He was unbeatable. And you took him out. That's very hard to do. I don't care how good the team is around him. Beating the best player in the league is very, very hard. So that's where I kind of push back on that narrative. But look, all that being said, Rob, I just want you to know one thing. And I want you to know this one thing, Lonzo, is take the under tonight in this first game. 230.5 is way too many points because Pacers and Thunder are both very, very young. And it's the first game and it's NBA Finals. They're going to be a little shy.
A little tight.
Russell out of shots. A little tight.
So you're saying it's going to be like watching a college basketball game, just a lot of misses over and over again. And then the media will say it was really good defense.
It will be really good defense. Let's be clear. It's the best defensive team in the playoffs.
Honestly, a little something for you, Lonzo, there. Rick Pitino, fantastic coach, Hall of Fame coach. He says he's never shown his team NBA film. Loves, wow, good for him. Olive Garden's not bad.
Look it up later.
He told his team, he tweeted this. He's like, I never show NBA film. I never do. But this past year, I showed Oklahoma City Thunder film of their defense and how they rotate, how they move, how they communicate. Because he said it's just that good. It's that changing. It's that amazing to watch. It's a little something for you when the whole crowd of, NBA basketball sucks.
By the way, cool. I want to tell you that I think this game's going to be amazing. I was cracking on college basketball. I was not cracking on the defense of the Indiana Pacers.
I was ready for you. Let me tell you something.
I know, but you know, you and I are usually on the same page, dude. I mean, the enemy's over there. It's not me.
Yeah, that's true. We gotta focus our turn on the enemy.
What the hell? I mean, the enemy. What the hell? Lonzo's over here saying he doesn't like college basketball, and I'm the enemy, Mario. This man just cracked on college basketball.
College basketball, I'm off college basketball. UNC stinks right now. Once UNC is back, then I'll be back in on college basketball.
That's a you
so
problem.
So far, they're really bad.
That's a you problem. I hope you and Jennifer What's-Her-Face have a lovely football season, Mario.
Oh, I love, we go way back. I love her.
Hey, Nas, Mario, Mario Heron from the BetMGM Network, the executive producer of BetMGM Tonight, which you'll hear this evening and tomorrow evening when your boy is guest hosting along with somebody. I guess I'll find out tomorrow.
Dude, just say no.
No, why would I say no? Right. I get to hang out with Mario on a Friday night.
I mean, because he's working too much. He's going to collapse.
They give me money for it. I'm a big fan of that. Appreciate you, big dog.
Let me give you a preview for a Fight Club. You got Fight Club next, right?
Nah, they moved. I got bumped for Denton.
But give me your picks.
Yeah, but that's fine.
You've been making me money.
Oh, we already did it. By the way, we already did it.
You've been making money. Give me your picks.
Mario Patissa over Patchy Mix today. Not today, but Saturday night. Patty Mix first fight in the UFC. Coming from Bellator, hasn't fought in a year. Buddy's gonna get hurt.
Can O'Malley pull the upset?
No, he can't. Merab's, the conditioning's too tough.
There you have it. Hating ass Mario. Again, you'll hear him tonight on BetMGM tonight on the BetMGM Network. Big Dog, talk to you next week. Enjoy the series, pal.
Hey, talk to you next week.
Yes, you will. You know who we're going to talk to? Special treat, ladies and gentlemen, because joining me in the next segment is a man that is ridiculously handsome. And I know that because we get told we look like all the time. The iconic, the legendary host of SiriusXM's College Football Overtime and a now full-time employee on the BetMGM Network, ladies and gentlemen, the illustrious Denton Day joins us in the next segment. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh boy, howdy, do we have a surprise for you? Not a surprise because I've been announcing for 2 days that he was going to be here, but a surprise nonetheless, joining us now.
Did you say boy howdy?
I did say boy howdy.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I mean, sometimes you got to, that is an expression of elation that I save only for the best of the best, like the host of SiriusXM's College Football Overtime and now a full-time bona fide EP on the BetMGM Network. Ladies and gentlemen, my go-to bro when it's time to talk some college football on the show, Denton Day. Joining us here on the show, Big Dog, how you been?
I feel like it's been months, fellas. I'm a little worried that you teased me for 2 days. I feel like that's a high bar that I'm going to have to live up to, but I will do my absolute best.
I wouldn't do it if I didn't think that you would live up to a high bar. Denton Day joining us here on the Rob Brown Show. And, ordinarily, I am instructed to and supposed to open with a very pointed question to get just the most heated opinion out of my guests. So I'm going to ask a broad question that maybe does the same. Denday, we had SEC spring meetings last week. We had Big 12, ACC, Big 10 spring meetings. Sitting here today on Thursday, June 5th, 2026, what's the biggest story and the hottest take out of everything we learned last week in the landscape of college football for you?
Can I give you something that was said this week?
You're gosh darn right you can.
My long-lost uncle, who has never attended a single-family event, Ryan Day, coming out there and saying they need auto bids, I think is stupid. I think the idea that having auto bids, if your conference is as good as you say you are, this goes to both the Big Ten and the SEC, if your conference is as good as you say you are, I don't think that you guys need auto bids. So when Ryan Day said that the Big Ten should get 4 auto bids in expanded postseason, I think that's ridiculous. Just go out there and be good. And theoretically, like that is going to happen. I mean, what, they got like 3? Yeah, I guess Oregon. What, they get 3 in this past year?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they got 3 in this past year. Like, I can't think of a 4 team that would have been good enough to get in, though. No, they got 4. They got 4 with Indiana in there. I can't think of a you already got 4 with Indiana in there, so I don't understand why you're going to be fighting for 4 auto bids moving forward. Your conference is better than everybody else. You know you're going to get the advantage of saying we play in a tough conference. This goes for the SEC, too. I don't think auto bids should be a thing outside of conference championships. just be good, be as good as you tell us that you are, and you guys are going to get in.
That's not a hot take, Dente, because that's exactly the take that I have had for weeks now as the AQ conversation has been going on. It's from more of an idealist standpoint, Dente, and that has been that as a sports fan, even when I know as a person who lives in reality, my team doesn't have a snowball's chance in Hades of making the playoffs, when week one gets here, when it's August 28th or 30th, 31st, whatever, and we're about to hit toe meets leather time, in an ideal sports world, I want to believe that everybody has an equal opportunity to get in. And if we have a 16-team field where half of the field is just given to two conferences, doesn't it kind of take away from the magic of sport a little bit?
It doesn't really make sense. And you start to cannibalize some of the other things outside of the playoff that matter in the sport. Why I love college football is not because of the playoff system. It's never been because of the playoff system. It's because of sort of the traditions and the intrinsical things that you get in the world of college football, where there's 128 Power 5 or D1 schools instead of the 32 that you get in terms of teams in the NFL. Like, I love the differences between the two of them. That's what draws me to college football. I'm going to watch regardless. When we get to the Super League in like 3 years, Rob, I'm going to watch regardless. When it's just the Big Ten and the SEC, I'll be there locked in because I love the game. But I don't think we've done a very good job, and this is my biggest fear, with the speed in which these decisions are being made. Because when you start to be this mega capitalist, you think money is the only thing that matters, and it forces you to speed things up in the almighty pursuit of the dollar. I want to make money just as much as they want to make money. They're playing with more money than I'm playing with, certainly. But I understand the process of wanting to make money. But when you speed up everything else just to chase the almighty dollar, what you do is you create a bad product. And you got to make sure that the main thing is the main thing. How often do we hear coaches say that? The main thing is the main thing. The money is nice. The money is going to come. But you don't need to blow everything else up in the pursuit of attaining the money.
I completely agree. And everything you've said, I've said, I agree with. And I would go to the step forward of, I mean, it's kind of our fault, because what you just said at the beginning of that, which is they could go to a system that I despise, I hate. They could end up in a spot where 12 of the 16 spots are auto bids to those two conferences. And yet I'd probably keep watching. So like, they don't have any reason not to do that. But it does get to a point where it feels like, as college football, as sports are my escape from watching, you know, corporations blow up stuff across America. Sorry to get all deeply politically philosophical on you here. As I'm watching that happen in the real world, I want to dive into a world of football where I feel like for at least 3.5 hours on a Saturday, two squads have an opportunity to be equal and earn the right to do something. So when we get to a spot where football is giving and not requiring of the earning, it kind of takes the fun out of it for me.
It takes a little bit of it out. But like, again, there's something about this sport where you see once the ball is kicked. Like, I haven't ever thought about the transfer portal, Rob, when the game is going on, outside of maybe who came from where. Like, I'm not thinking of, wow, I'm not in the second quarter of a South Carolina, or the fourth quarter, rather, that Bama-South Carolina game where you're like, is South Carolina going to win this thing? And thinking to myself, man, I wish they closed the transfer portal window earlier. Or like, I wish they adjusted the schedule of the way these things work. I'm like, oh my God, is South Carolina going to upset Alabama? So like, I can put that sort of stuff aside. But it is then once the game ends, and for me, once it's Sunday morning, after I have done this rat race of, you know, sitting for 12 hours watching games, recapping games, talking about games, and then realizing, yeah, you know, maybe some things need to change. But that's like a December conversation, not like an October, November conversation.
Denton Day from SiriusXM and the BetMGM Network joining us here on The Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. The SEC, Greg Sankey, at their meetings last week, the big discussion was that the coaches were in favor of a 5+11 model. They're giving the five highest conference rated champs 11 at-large spots. I absolutely adore that. I gave an old pat on the butt and a good game to the SEC coaches for being willing to stand up and say that. But I also forewarned our dear listeners here in the Upstate that that doesn't mean for a second that when the committee gets together on December 1st, the SEC isn't going to go, no, we still want the 4-4-1-1-3 model because that guarantees us more. I hope they go 5+11. I think college football will be better off with 5+11 I also wouldn't be shocked to be the to see the Big Ten and the SEC go, yeah, we don't really care what y'all want or our coaches want. We want. And that's why we're going with the proposed 4-4 model.
I mean, these guys are just going to kick everybody around. That's a Greg Sankey in the span of about 3.5, 4 years has gone from a notable name in the sport to the most powerful person in the sport. And Tony Petitti, who 3 years ago was barely involved on these sorts of decisions, has now become the second most important guy in the sport. Now, it does need to be pointed out, Rob, there is a significant gap between those two. Petitti is still way more powerful than everybody else, but there is still a significant gap between him and Greg Sankey. This is going to go as Greg Sankey wants it to go. So it really comes down to how powerful, how much of a czar, if you will, is he going to end up being, and is he just going to be the guy that makes all of his schools as much money as possible? But eventually what's going to happen, Rob, and we know this is going to happen. They have said this is not going to happen, but I don't trust anybody. When they start to get to a point where they're making so much money, who are they going to kick out of their conference in the effort of making more money? Like, hey, we are making X amount of dollars. If we swap this team out for this team, we can still make that much money and then add to it. So if you're Vanderbilt, potentially, I'm just going to use them as an example because they're the most frequently used. They had a great year last year with Diego Pavia. Is that sustainable? No, is the answer. There's been nothing to showcase that they're going to be consistently good. So what happens when there's so much money being drawn in that you can make a lot more money as a conference if you swap out Vanderbilt and Clemson? Well, guess what, Vanderbilt? Enjoy the Big 12. You're going to get kicked out there. So I do think it's funny that there's so many people that are part of the SEC that are just trusting in the idea that everything is going to be okay for them, but nobody else.
Yeah, no, I ultimately concur with that. I also agree with what you brought up a few minutes ago, and that is the concept of an eventual, and I think like Thanos, inevitable super league between those two conferences. And that's kind of part of the reason that I think that, yep, the SEC coaches, they want a 5+11. The Big Ten coaches want a 5+11. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is what does Sankey want? What does Petitti want? And are they on the same page? That being said, as somebody who loves a little Game of Thrones action, is there a world where the everybody else conference, the Big 12, the ACC, and everybody else outside of those conferences, Notre Dame, the Mountain West, the Big Sky, yada, 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 is there enough power with all their forces combined to summon the Captain Planet of college football and create any sort of blockade that prevents the SEC from just saying, this is how it's going to be, and how it's going to be is the way that we profit and everybody else suffers?
Well, to play off your Thanos metaphor, there's a 1 in about 6 billion chance, whatever that number that Doctor Strange threw out in Avengers Infinity War. So I don't have that off the top of my head. There's a small chance, there's not a big chance, because it's big dog meets little dog. Like, if you're going to gather everybody else up and you're going to say, we don't want this to happen, what the SEC and the Big Ten eventually are going to say is, well, then go do it yourself. And anybody that wants to be a part of our cool kid table can then come and join our cool kid table to a certain extent. They're not going to let everybody in because that's going to stop money from coming into everybody else. When you start to put too much people in there, it's going to dilute the pot. So they'll take a couple of teams in there, and then they'll tell everybody else, if you don't want to be a part of this, you don't have to be. Let's see what you can build. And to their credit, like, people still watch the FCS championship, so you'll still watch if there is like a second national championship, but then you have to drum up the hype, if you will. You're going to have to drum up the attention and try and convince everybody else that your Big Ten SEC Outcast championship is as important as the SEC Big Ten.
I do not disagree. By the way, does it sound like we're listening to Denton Day on vinyl right now? It's a great sound. It's like vintage radio.
There is that. I've been trying to figure out what that is.
Yeah, but yeah. Sounds awesome. I do not disagree with that, Denton Day. And the one thing that I would throw in there, because why allow ourselves to live in a world of optimism when we know that's not reality? The thing that I think sometimes we forget is that while I think that would be super compelling if we had this other world of football where, you know, there's 32 teams over here, but the other 150 over there are like, we are going to push back against you. The problem is the power players on that side, Notre Dame, Clemson, Florida State, the few of them that are left, man, if they get the opportunity to join the SEC or the Big Ten, they're going, because just like the SEC and the Big Ten are going to do whatever they can do to make the most money, the schools are going to do the same damn thing. So at the end of the day, I think you are going to get a super conference. I'm thinking maybe like 48, maybe 64 teams max, and then there's just going to be this other second division. And it'll work because fans of those schools are still going to watch those schools. But at the end of the day, if you want the best football, you're just going to have to tune into the whatever SEC Big Ten collaboration turns into.
I don't dabble. And the reason why I don't think the 150-plus will win, while I don't dabble a ton in philosophy, Rob, there is a modern philosopher that I do think laid out something for us years ago that I find to be exceptionally telling here. Everybody has a price. So all those 150 other schools, eventually you'll be able to talk someone in there to betting your or to going your way, to going your direction, and then there's just going to be too much power. So yeah, no one, let me rephrase, not no one, but there are very few people that are as loyal to the soil in certain places to where they cannot be bought. And eventually you're going to be working with so much money between the Big Ten and the SEC that they will eventually just buy the people that can be bought and then hold the other ones down.
That was 100% the premise of the FSU and Clemson lawsuits against the SEC, was just setting up that chess move down the line, right? Like Florida State and Clemson, arguably the two biggest non-Notre Dame crown jewels out there, were willing to go to war with the ACC just to be ready when the phone rang and it said Sankey or Petiti on the screen.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I figured out what the noise was. BetGM obviously has a rec room and someone's playing ping pong.
Does BetMGM have a rec room, Dende? Are you sitting in the BetMGM rec room?
Is there pool tables and
studio? The problem is I knew we were doing this, Rob, and then I idiotically, in packing all my paddleboard things for after this interview, I didn't bring my actual microphone, so I'm using my laptop mic, so the acoustics probably suck.
Dende is so good at this that I don't even care that he's not using a real mic. That's how good he is. By the way, Dende, leaving us to go paddleboarding.
It's the first time. I've been trying to use this damn. I bought this thing for my 30th birthday. What is it? Like a week and a half ago. And the weather, once I bought this thing, the weather in the DMV, the DC area, has been like 50 degrees and rainy in May. I'm like, what is Mother Nature trying to tell me? So it's finally nice out. I finally get to try this damn paddle.
It's telling you, Denton Day, that the better way to recreationalize on the water is sitting on the deck of a pontoon boat with a cooler full of Busch Light.
When I eventually have the salary to get my own pontoon boat, you'll be the first one I call.
I'll be the first one to show up. I'm naming my pontoon boat. That's what C said.
I like that. I need to come up with a funny name for my paddleboard.
You can borrow that's what C said until I get my pontoon boat. Denton Day, host of SiriusXM's College Football Overtime. You can also hear him every morning on the BetMGM Network. My guy, great to have you back, buddy. Let's not wait 6 months again. What do you say?
Absolutely, fellas. Here whenever you need me.
Icon, legend, titan of the industry, Denton Day. You can follow him on X at the Denton Day. You can follow us into the final segment of the show next on the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thank you to Lulu Kesson of the Greenville News for joining at 8 o'clock. Thank you to Lonzo for hosting Fight Club at 9:20. Thank you to Rashad Beard, or 8:20, pardon me.
It was 8:20. Yeah.
I screwed up his day, but we got through it.
Beard, not
Thanks
Rashad,
to Rashad Beard.
Beer. You said beer. But
for
I mean,
joining us at 8:40. To tell you where my head's at. For joining us at 8:40 to talk Panther football. Thanks to Hayden Asmario for joining us at 9 to talk NBA. And thanks to Denton Day, who didn't just make a well-reasoned Avengers reference in his segment, but then went on to say a wonderful philosopher of the modern day, and then made a million-dollar man Ted DiBiase reference in talking college football. That's why our guests are the best here on the Rob Brown Show.
That makes me sad, though, because when I think of million-dollar man now, I think of Cameron Grimes.
That's your fault. He's still Ted DiBiase.
Cameron Grimes got released. That was such potential there. Anyway.
To the moon. All right. NBA Finals game number one tonight, 8:30 a.m. The Thunder, the top seed in the NBA playoffs, hosting the Indiana Pacers. I have spent 2 days.
Pacers win by two. And then Mario's right. He said bet the under, right?
Mario did say bet the under.
But he meant overall score.
Correct.
Yeah.
He said bet the under. The Thunder a 9.5-point favorite. I am not touching that line, and I'm not touching that line for another reason that Mario said, which is, and this is one more reason that I am intrigued in the Pacers as a potential underdog, although Pacers fan Mario said he thinks the Thunder win this thing in five. I do wonder, and this is unfortunately something that has to be done with even the most seasoned broadcasting veterans, of which, of course, Mario is not one. This is something you have to do.
He's not even here to defend himself. I mean, come on.
That makes it easier for me to bang the drum. When you talk to somebody, and this is why, even though we have like team beat reporters and podcasters on Bet for the Cycle and on this show, et cetera, this is one of the reasons that I've said anytime you have somebody on that covers a team, take everything to you with a grain of salt. Because at the end of the day, they're fans, right? Mario's a Pacers guy. I wonder what level of he's trying to just prepare himself mentally to get waxed so he isn't saying what he really feels, which is we can win this series. Because right now it sounds like I have more faith in the Pacers to make this a series than Mario does.
Okay, I was going to say, so you're saying it's a sweep, OKC and a sweep?
No, I do not. Quite the opposite. I think OKC, but I think it takes them all the way to seven. I think they're going to need that home court advantage in game seven to get it done. And for the record, I will say this. I'm actually really excited because these are two of the best home court advantages in all of the NBA. MSG was really hype for the Knicks, no doubt about it. But the Thunder and the Pacers have both been really hype for their squads, and now they're playing for Larry O'Brien. Like, I think this series can be very good, assuming Tyrese Halliburton doesn't change his game. And that was something that Mario was kind of talking about, was he wants to be a distributor. I agree. And that's what he is the best at, being a distributor that they say, we're going to start closing down passing angles and passing lanes. Fine. Then I'll do it myself. But until you do that, drive, penetrate, draw the double team, give it off to Siakam or Nesmith or Nembhard or whoever. And I think, hope, we're going to get that out of Tyrese Halliburton. And if we do, I think this can be a series. I do think the Pacers can win a couple. I do agree with Mario. I think the Thunder are one of the deepest teams in the NBA, and one of the advantages that the Pacers have faced is that the teams that they have faced, including Cleveland in round two and including the Knicks in round three, just haven't been deep teams, and that has benefited them. But I also think, as I've said a couple of times, I think people are giving a little bit too much credit for the path through the West that the Thunder took. I think the T-Wolves, a good team, not as good as we've made them out to be. The path that they took to get to the Western Conference Finals, taking down a Lakers team that did not have a center, which is kind of a huge deal in the NBA postseason. Taking down a Warriors team that did not have Steph Curry after a game and a half. Not the same team, obviously, since they're built around that guy. And then the Thunder themselves. Yes, I know they beat Nikola Jokic, the best player in the NBA. I agree. Jamal Murray's a closer. Who the hell else is on that team? I'm not impressed. And they beat the Grizz, the only team I did not believe belonged in these playoffs at all. I think people are overblowing the Thunder. I think the Pacers are good. I'll take the Thunder, but I'll take them in seven.
All right, time to look and see what is Xing, what is trending in the world. And just by me mentioning what that would be, Rob will immediately be able to tell you what it is, because he's like some sort of genie or soothsayer or something like that. No, not that. No, please, please.
If you want to be with me,
stop doing the dance.
I can make your dreams come true.
All right, the first thing that is Xing is Victor Wembanyama.
Victor Wembanyama is Xing because he, first off, got paired with another outstanding rookie because the Spurs got another top three pick. But also, he missed a lot of this year due to that blood clot, that deep vein thrombosis, despite the fact that dude had like some 50-point games in the mix. I don't know. Is it his birthday?
No. Okay. So, and I don't know if this is work or not, because, you know, that's how I think, but apparently he was driving along and saw a kid out shooting basketball by himself, and he stopped and played horse with the kid.
That's dope. Although, could you imagine?
And there's several video angles, which you could do with your phone. I mean, if someone's just driving by and go, is that Victor Wembanyama? And then they're, I mean,
well, you're not going to mistake 7 foot right, two right. twig Victor Wembanyama for like, other dude, like there's nobody else rolling around. That's Victor Wembanyama. It's kid, the only one.
Well, the kid was a white kid. I can't tell if it's a good neighborhood or not. But anyway, it's cool. Whether real or fabricated, it's still pretty cool. All right, the next thing is Xing is Bond.
Imagine being that
Bond.
Kid. You're just out shooting in the driveway, and the door to what I assume has to be like the space shuttle opens up.
He was like at a one of those enclosed
basketball park.
Yeah, but it looked like it was by itself.
All right, so imagine you're out there, you're shooting hoops, you're trying to get some reps in, and out comes 2 years ago NBA rookie of the year, 7 foot, 19 inch tall, Victor Wembanyama. He's like, yo, kid, one-on-one? Like, first you got to say yes, and then you got to know you're losing by 100 in a game to 21.
Yeah, but they're playing horse.
What a hell of a story, though.
They played horse.
That's fair.
So, I mean, that gives a kid maybe a chance?
No, Victor Wembanyama can shoot the three. You're not beating that guy. All right, what's Bond? Do we know who the next Bond
James
is?
James Bond? No, it's not that, okay? And this is news maybe you missed yesterday because you were working a lot and then doing other things. A James Bond video game dropped yesterday, or the announcement and the trailer. There's a problem now.
It's not Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, no. It's like an entirely new, it's a young James Bond when he first starts.
Okay, all right, like an OG story, a new story?
No, it looks like an incredible game, but it's from what I can tell, it's PS5 only.
Son of a...
I know. But I could be wrong on that, but it looks really good. Watch the trailer. It looks, haven't had a Bond game in a really long time, and this one looks good.
I'm here for it, and depending on what this game looks like, because I'm a big Bond guy, I also think everybody's a big Bond guy, depending on what this game looks like, I can say, and this is sincere, of all the games that are PS5 exclusive, that's the one most likely to make me go buy a PS5 to be James Bond again.
I
haven't got
to
be James Bond since GoldenEye, and that game kicked ass.
I'm not normally a reviews guy, but I would wait and watch some people play it a little bit before I went and bought a system for it. But yeah, I it does look good. You should watch the trailer later. All right, the next thing is Xing is Barstool.
I got nothing.
So you haven't seen the Dave Portnoy or whatever his name is yelling at one of his guys, and it's bad. It's everywhere.
I have not seen it, and based on
a lot of bleeping bald guy, that's one of the things that he says. And
so if there
it has to do with Jewish jokes that Dave Portnoy is making, and one of his guys says, "Hey, you should back off on that," and then it's like, "Shut your bleeping mouth, you bleeping bald guy," or something like that.
Cool.
But it is everywhere, and it's getting a lot of play everywhere.
I am going to say Portnoy is one of those guys that kind of lives out there on the edge. He's one of those guys that is going to say some stuff that you shouldn't say, but then he's going to push back and go, "Don't cancel me, bro." So I'm not shocked by that at all. He did put up a tweet that said, "Mama goes, there goes that man again. People love clipping and taking what I say out of context. So here it is for everybody in the back. And then if you hate Jews, you can skip this rant." So he's going to try to fix it. But
I think it's more about his treatment of an employee and doing it where everyone can see it and hear it.
Yeah.
And I think it's, I mean, the reason for it is bad enough, but how he treated an employee who probably is quit by now or is fired.
So. Yeah, it's interesting in that on one hand, it's like, bro, maybe take a few days away from the camera. But on the flip side, Barstool only got to where it is because this is how Portnoy acts, and there's a lot of people who are just on board with it. I'm not saying that you feel that way. There's a lot of Barstool content that I consume. A lot of Barstool. Sunday Conversations is one of my favorite things on the internet right now. They're hilarious. On the flip side, like, Portnoy's kind of gotten where he's gotten because of the fact that he's that outlandish.
All right, let me end on a positive note. Pringles is Xing.
One of the boys came to the wrestling show the other day with a shirt that had the Pringles logo, but they put a mustache on it, and they made it a Dom shirt, and it was absolutely hilarious.
Oh, that sounds great.
I have no idea why
it's Xing, because Switch 2's showed up today, and some people got their Switch 2 with a Coke and a can of Pringles.
Why?
Snacks, dude. You getting ready to play the? I don't know why.
I mean, I do love Pringles. I'm very pro Pringles.
It's Xing. I don't know.
Very pro Pringles, for the record. I'm also pro going to take a nap. Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, it's your fault. It's your problem. Come back tomorrow. We'll try again and do a better job. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. Have a great rest of your day. This was the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Later.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.